Dr. Ko, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
Now, the deadline is looming. Can you update us on what happens on Monday?
Sure. The official deadline for signing up is midnight on Monday, March 31st. So we're encouraging people who are uninsured to visit healthcare.gov or call 1-800-318-2596. We're very gratified that with the deadline coming up, we have so many people who are interested in obtaining insurance. And in fact, today we announced that now 6 million people and counting have obtained coverage through the marketplace. So that's a really tremendous accomplishment, and we want that number to keep rising between now and Monday night.
6 million people, that was the administration's goal for a deadline day, was it not?
Well, we want to keep going. We have so many people who need insurance and now have the opportunity for the first time. It's really a historic moment. I'm a physician who cared for patients for over 30 years, and I've gotten to see what happens to people when they don't have insurance that they need and deserve. And so this gives people peace of mind, tremendous opportunity for coverage, for better care and better prevention, and a real opportunity for the country.
Well, let's take a quick look at the folks who may be staying on the sidelines. Where do you see are the major pockets of resistance now? Is it young people, minorities? Who's staying on the sidelines?
Well, we want everybody to get covered, as many people as possible. Traditionally, it's harder to get young adults to be interested because they often feel like they're invincible. And so we have had special outreach to young adults. We've had basketball players like LeBron James during this March Madness time to make advertisements. We also try to send the message that health is a precious gift and you just can't take it for granted.
Why do you think the folks who have been staying away up until this point, why do you think they are staying away? I mean, I know a lot of folks were a bit maybe skittish because of the troubled rollout. Do you think there are some cultural or other political forces at play there?
Well, the initial rollout last fall was bumpy, but fortunately that's behind us. And a lot of it is just trying to explain to people that a unique opportunity is now at hand and encouraging people to get more information and to demonstrate to people that getting that opportunity to compare plans and have the opportunity to purchase insurance coverage for the first time is a unique opportunity for them. And since you raised the potential cultural barriers, we have a country that's growing more diverse. And so when you call that 1-800 number, we have operators standing by in over 150 languages who can be helpful to you if needed. We have a Spanish website, Cuidado de Salud. So we want everybody to get the insurance they need and deserve.
What happens now if people do not get signed up by the Monday deadline? Will they have to wait until the next enrollment period to get signed up? What consequences are in store if they don't get on the rolls by Monday?
Well, if they don't get on the rolls by midnight Monday, they'll have to wait until later on this year to get coverage that starts next year. But the good news is that we're trying to be as welcoming as possible and as flexible as possible. And just yesterday, it was announced that if you've started the process before midnight Monday and you need more time, you can take more time after midnight Monday to complete your application. The analogy for that new announcement is similar to if you were standing in line to vote and the polls are about to close, you should be allowed to vote.
You mentioned that you think this is an historic moment for the United States. Can you give us the 30,000-foot view, though, of the end of this initiative from a public health perspective?
That's a great question. I'd like to say this is an opportunity for better insurance, better care, and better public health. With respect to public health and prevention, one major advance is we've removed cost as a barrier to accessing high-value preventative services. So if people want tobacco counseling and cessation, if they want immunizations, they want obesity counseling, they can get that now because of the Affordable Care Act without having to pay a copay. And so this is a really historic time, and I think we're going to look back and say we're making the country healthier because of all these efforts.
Dr. Howard Ko is Assistant Secretary for Health at the Department of Health and Human Services. He's the Senior Public Health Advisor to Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. Dr. Ko, we really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.